Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Another spooky hunky time. How you doing in there?
Check.
Oh, I turned it down. There we go.
Don't turn it down.
I know.
That's rude.
It is rude.
That's rude. Almost as rude as the phone thing.
I know. I'm a millennial. I'm a rude millennial. I'm a thousand lashings. Mm-hmm. A thousand lashings. Hey, how about this time? I'm Dracula and you're Igor. Welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe. Man, I start sounding Jamaican when I'm Dracula. Hey, man, welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe.
You're putting doom in. I'm gonna cough.
That's a hard one.
I'm not ready for Igor. Master. Yeah.
There you go. That's good. I can tell
Master,
you that.
Master, you're putting too much W in your B.
Shut up, Igor. I pay you nothing so you can sit in shit. And
you sound like you're from the Caribbean, Master.
Yeah, man. I'm Dracula. Oh, shit.
You're Count of Monte Cristo.
I'm the Count of Monte Cristo.
No, that's that. No. Count Monte Cristo. Where's Count of Monte Cristo?
Isn't that the sandwich? Is he named after the sandwich?
You're fired. You're so fired.
Where is your
passion for history, Spencer? I keep waiting for it to appear. There's so much to learn. Count of Monte Cristo could have been your moment to shine. That could have been the thing that you knew. Where is he originally from?
I know who that is.
You said he's named after the sandwich.
No, he is, though, right? I mean, because that's a great sandwich. So, I mean, he's got to
be
a cool guy.
You know, like the Three Musketeers, don't you?
Oh,
Aren't you kind of into that?
Yeah.
So the he's dudes, kind of the same
Well, because they
period.
Were named after that candy bar, right?
Fired, like I said.
Well, so we got he's
stolen all of the lighters that work in my house. And here he is.
Befouling history.
Foolish understanding of the past.
I mean,
no wonder we
all these foods
it.
You're
no
talking about.
No wonder we're repeating it right now with this understanding of the past. And this is one of the good ones that feigns interests at time.
Yeah, I pretend to be interested when it's fun. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to Idiots Discuss the Universe. I'm Spenny. That's Craig over there. He's taking a big old
rip. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. And we're here for a spooky time today, folks.
Spooky time. It's like a spook week for us.
It's a week of spooks.
We're doing just spooky stuff all week.
Yeah, spooky stuff all week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's going to get spooky indeed on this podcast. Because there's a lot of scary stuff in the world happening right now. But, I don't have a good fucking intro. God damn it.
Okay, let me see it. Let me try here.
Okay.
There's a lot of spooky stuff going on in the world, but no, that doesn't work.
But none as spooky as what we're about to experience.
That's not really true either.
We can't say for certain.
We can't say for certain at all, but we're reasonably certain that most of the things going on in the world is scarier than this.
Probably, I guess.
What does it mean when a band really means it?
Okay.
Isn't that the title of what we're doing? Basically what it is. We love music here at the Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Love it.
And we love outrageous like metal and that sort of thing. And I feel like we're going to have some of that tonight. But but we're kind of going with like just disturbing, creepy bands for the week of Halloween. And we're kind of going with a bunch of bands that we've never heard of. Mm-hmm. And they're being billed to us as what? As bands that really mean it? Is that what you said?
Well, so I found this interesting little gem of an article from way back in 2016. Okay. 13, way back. 13 genuinely terrifying bands who definitely aren't faking it. This is by Chris Chantler over at loudersound.com. And it's originally a Metal Hammer article.
Okay, sure. So that kind of gives you kind of the provenance,
yes,
of where it's coming from and what kind of audience this thing's shooting for.
So this guy is saying, from Black Sabbath to Slipknot, sinister sounds and dark aesthetics have combined to produce a thrillingly horrifying impact on listeners. But these bands are invariably just nice, regular guys with an ear for spooky riff. Or an eye for a creepy costume. This is a list of the artists that go beyond that surface level. The genuinely worrisome freaks whose mission seemingly involves actively soiled pants.
Okay, so there you go. That's what we're shooting. That's what we're shooting at tonight. Is
scariest bands.
Folks that can't really differentiate between their fantasy world and reality.
Yeah.
They're kind of blending that all together into one thing.
Yeah.
Is it because they're true artists or are they mentally ill? We're going to find out.
We're
at least look at it.
We're going to conjecture. And the goal, I think, Craig and I are each going to vote for what we think the scariest, most not faking itist band out of this five.
Okay, and then have we picked five, or there's a list of longer, and then we're just going to pick five?
That
we're gonna pick five just off of the name and kind of, you know, that sort of thing?
Yes.
And then we'll go with that top five, and then we'll pick our winner out of that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And I think once we pick our top five, we can just kind of consume those songs relatively quickly, back-to-back kind of a thing,
sure.
And then really... You know, we'll do a little synopsis.
We'll keep it a reasonable amount of time so everybody gets to bed on time tonight.
Yeah, spooky bedtime.
Yeah, spooky bedtime. Lots of nightmares.
So I'll just go through and browse this list. We got 13 bands here.
Okay.
Number one, we got Hentarash, a noise band from Japan in the 80s.
Okay.
Okay, then we got Sadistic Execution, who are Australian death metal. Yeah,
okay.
I believe. Australian death metal. Then we've got Sutcliffe Jugend, I think, which is a murder-obsessed power electronics.
Okay.
From the 80s. Then we have Goat Lord, which is 80s death doom.
Doom in the 80s. Interesting. Yeah. Goat Lord. Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of these are like bands, like I said, I haven't heard of, and they're more... Like, it kind of falls into old gold territory, most of them.
This is quite cool. Keep going. Okay.
Yeah. Tomb, just T-O-M-B, but it stands for Total Occultic Mechanical Blasphemy. And they are described as a...
Of course it does.
Yeah. Pennsylvanian sound cult.
Okay.
Okay, that's Tomb. There is The Caretaker, who is, I guess it's an attempt to crawl inside the fragmenting mind of Jack Nicholson's haunted psychopath from The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Then we have Deliverance, which is an occult thrash from an anonymous UK band in 87.
Okay.
Then we've got Burzum, who we are familiar with here.
Sure,
so I was going to nix that.
Yeah, he's next.
But that, you know, he's pretty for real. So now we kind of know the level of weirdo we're talking about here.
Okay.
Then we have Death SS, which is around from 77 to 84, Halloween fancy dress aesthetic, shadowy Italian occult trailblazers. Death SS.
Sounds a little Nazi too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we've got Portal, which are like Australian terrifying black metal. I've heard them quite a bit.
Okay.
Awesome band. Definitely scary, but I was going to skip over them because we've heard them. Then we've got Gnaw Their Tongues, which is an
place between black metal, death industrial, and dark ambient. So I'm kind of like, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Monument, who is a band from 71 that released one album, I guess.
Okay.
Then finally we have Diamanda Galas, and she apparently is billed as the most genuinely horrifying sounds in music to have emerged from a woman's mouth.
Okay. Wow.
So
that's a smorgasbord there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I definitely have to go with the what was the name of it? It was like the fourth one. It was the industrial
Sutcliffe Jugend.
Read the description of that.
Murder Obsessed Power Electronics from 82.
Yes, I vote for them.
Okay.
Awesome. I vote for Monument.
I vote for Monument,
71.
Sounds great. Japanese Noise. Yeah.
I vote for Tomb. I think I like Tomb.
Mm-hmm. I want to listen to Goat Lord.
Goat Lord, yes. Yeah. Goat Lord. Okay, so that's four. And maybe Caretaker.
Caretaker.
That seems interesting to me.
Okay. All right.
Unless you have one that you got a burning desire. I don't want to, like, I'm not really feeling Caretaker super well, so if you have another one you like more.
You know what? I'm
open for suggestions on that.
I was a Sadistic Execution.
Oh, right.
I'm kind of, but it's just like more.
We
just
so
metal.
It's more metal. It's more metal. I felt like maybe Caretaker would be my something a little bit strange and interesting that way.
I think you're right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm cool with
that. Cool. That's a good list. Okay.
All right. So, we are just going to get it started off with a bang with Sutcliffe Jugend. And I think I'm spelling that right. Saying it right. It's S U T C L I F F E space J U G E N D. And apparently they took the biscuit with their 10-hour 1982 box set, We Spit on Their Graves, with each side named after a Yorkshire Ripper victim.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. A breathtakingly out-of-order exercise in proto-trolling that still provokes anger, terror, nausea, and headaches after 35 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So what tune are we going to enjoy from them?
Well, they give an example song here, and I'm clicking on it, and it's the full album. So I really think if I look them up on Spotify, I'm not sure that any of these bands are going to be on Spotify. Oh, they are. Never mind. So let's see. We're going to listen to... Oh, wow. Why don't we just listen to Ripper Victims 2?
Okay.
Because on Spotify, it's like compiled into a big old box set. And I think originally they named it after the specific people, and there might have been issues with that.
Okay.
But so this is the second. Second track.
Track. How long are we looking at here?
2 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man.
Let's see how long they
get. Get ready.
Yeah.
Are we allowing ourselves to tap out on these?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we can tap out.
Okay.
But here we go. Without further ado.
Let's try it.
All right. So really a fun listen. Catchy.
I would say that it's time to change the belt in the washing machine for sure.
Yeah,
it's getting worse.
I think that problem's
getting worse, and pretty soon it's not going to drain the water out of there.
There's something wrong with your brakes there, sir. That sounds like there's some grinding of the axle.
Yeah, I see what they're going for there, you know, I guess, a little bit. And I think they hit it.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely
industrial noise.
Industrial noise from the 80s, no less.
Yeah, that's Those are machines from the 80s.
Those are machines from the 80s. And those, and that guy, when he was standing over that weird mess of wires, was probably staring at one, a picture of like one specific Jack or Yorkshire Ripper victim being like, fuck you while I make this noise. And that's scary.
I don't know. I think that they probably just mic'd up couple appliances, you know, put in a fucking bunch of
distortion pedal,
just
maybe
dropped a bunch of rocks into a dryer and then mic'd that shit up, mm-hmm, turned it on, and then just got blackout drunk, and what they woke up with was number two.
Yeah. You well know? So there that okay, so let's,
that was what that was.
That's what that was. And okay, so let's continue onward. Okay. I would say,
was that list ranked that you were going through before? It was just a okay.
No,
but they were one of the early mentions.
They were, yeah, like you said, they were the third okay band down. And next we have Goat Lord, purveyors of typically sludgy black death doom from Las Vegas. Okay,
I got high hopes for these guys.
Yeah, Goat Lord always had some indefinably sick and wrong undercurrent to them that went beyond extreme late 80s demo titles like Unholy Black Slut and Sodomize the Goat.
I like these guys.
I think I like them too. They have cool album art. Then in 2015, founding guitarist Joe Franklin killed his neighbor, then abducted and murdered her 8-year-old son.
All right. I like these guys less.
Yeah. That is a real buzzkill for that whole scene. So.
Wow. Okay. So this is kind of like a true crime music podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Interesting still.
Yeah. It is. I think that's the thread here.
That's kind of an interesting idea. True crime music.
True crime music, Craig. Oh. Another.
Copyright. IDPU.com.
Yeah.
2020.
You heard it here. Okay. So without further ado, I suppose this is.
What song are we doing by Goat Lord?
We are going to do.
Are they on Spotify too?
They are actually.
Okay.
So they're saying to so we've got the song they recommend is Underground Church.
Okay.
From their album Reflections of the Solstice. And it looks like this album might have been released. It's hard to tell with some of these bands because they'll have releases that are compilations of like weird demos.
Right.
Because they're like, fuck a label, fuck releasing shit. Like, we just do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It said there were all demo releases for these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, this is Underground Church by Goat Lord.
That like that's like a local band that was in Casper when I was in high school.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what this that's what this sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some parts that were like kind of cool with the death doom, and I'm sure it was heavy hitting with back then. You know, maybe
it's kind of silly.
It's pretty.
I mean,
silly.
It's still pretty silly.
It's pretty silly. Yeah. I mean, it's but this is like particularly silly with particularly. Like this, the weird drums.
Sometimes it's unintentionally silly.
Yeah,
you know, it's not self-aware silly. It's not meaning to be silly. And
right,
it's silly.
Right,
which doesn't suit this kind of music all the time. Great, but it's seriously like I thought the guy's voice was pretty effective.
Yeah.
The drumming was hilarious.
Hilariously terrible. It does make you think there's something wrong with these people. You
that
know,
slow drum punk break thing that they were doing was just like, okay,
yeah.
Wow.
They got a guy who like just, you know, started playing drums like 2 weeks ago, but they've given him a lot of meth. So he's gotten impressively good because he hasn't even slept in 2 weeks. He's just played drums. But that's about how good that guy sounded like, you know. 2 weeks of meth practice
Tom,
is what that sounded like.
Those Tom fills. Like, oh my God, that was music.
I couldn't figure out if they were like programmed or not, though.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
This was like 80s. This is 80s stuff.
But don't they sound weirdly processed, right? Like they just had this weird...
I think they're just poor...
Like,
poorly mic'd.
Yeah, poorly mixed and mic'd, yeah.
Yeah, I really think. I don't think anything was programmed in that.
Yeah, probably.
You
probably
know.
Not.
All right.
Well,
wow.
So that was Goat Lord.
I mean, I like that more than the first one.
Yeah.
So that is the winner so far.
I mean,
child murderer is so far first place.
Well, and so I think, you know, there's two things really. There's how much do we like the music, and who's the scariest?
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know,
I mean? Still say the. I don't know.
Because when I okay and
I still say this that Goat Lord is the scariest. I don't know what did Sutcliffe, they didn't kill anybody.
No, it's just about spitting on the graves of. It's inspired by spitting on the graves of the victims of the Yorkshire Ripper. So that's just
horrible. That's a horrible
pretty
upsetting
person.
A horrible person thing.
Yeah,
a horrible person thing. But
so,
not on the same level as like killing a bunch of people and children.
No, that's another level.
Okay, so I think I'm still going to stick with like Goat Lord being number one out of those two.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens. So who's next?
Next we have Tomb.
Tomb.
Which stands for Total Occultic Mechanical Blasphemy. The Pennsylvanian sound cult led by the mysterious No One.
Oh.
Record in abandoned mental hospitals.
Well, of course they do.
Bang human bones against crypt doors. Even conducted black noise necromancy on the tombstone of Mayhem guitarist Euronymous, whose ex-bandmate Hellhammer lends his percussive terrorism to Tomb's latest recording.
Wow.
Yay! Abysmal greatness.
So we're going to incorporate my friend's Tomb in this song. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm on board. This is all pretty gross.
It sounds like they're trying to, you know, carry on the extremity of the black metal.
And how long ago was their most recent release? And that's what we're going to enjoy.
Yeah, I think so.
So I want something with Hellhammer. I won't be satisfied now.
Yeah,
that you've mentioned that.
Yeah, so we're going to be listening to the song "Abysmal Channeling."
Okay.
Yeah,
that's something.
All right,
I'm not really sure what to expect. What are you going to expect? I it's just going to be some.
Well, it sounds like black metal influence is heavy.
Yeah.
But then it sounds like they've got noise music involved because of the mechanical thing and the whole black noise necromancy. So
that makes me nervous.
There's some machinery involved.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is going to be
a tap out.
This might be a tap out.
Okay.
You're going to think
less of me if I tap out of it.
You will
see,
be.
See, we always say we're going to tap out, but then we're just both so fucking stubborn and tough that no matter how fucking bubblegum sweet shit I play for Spencer, he'll sit there and just fucking suffer through it, and I'm almost as stubborn on the other.
Yeah.
But he's wearing me down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, this one might do the trick.
Hey,
we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. think he had enough vegetables when he was young.
That's what happens, Svenny, when you don't fund after-school programs.
Fuck.
Kids get into mischief, you know?
And
start worshiping the devil with human bones.
It. Yep.
Playing weird Asian instruments.
Yeah. Going to haunted places and mansions.
That was gross.
Yeah.
That was gross, but I wasn't particularly, like, scared at any point.
The one part that got me where I started, it was unsettling, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the one part where I was, like, actually, like, maybe I want to turn this off, is when those random smackings started. Not the drum, but there would be like a kah.
Oh, right.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure they were like snapping human bones or breaking them against something. And that part, I was like, ugh, like it's an upsetting sound.
Yeah.
And it's coming randomly. So yeah. It has this effect and you can hear that there's something to that sound that is like, was that a bone? Was that a human? You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
right.
That was the part where I was like, all right, that's freaky.
Yeah. That. And then the guy, I don't know. We watched the video with this one,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. So we have a little bit more of a visual idea of it. But yeah, no, it was just like, you know, I don't want to go to Pennsylvania now as much.
Right.
I mean, like if I could want to go to Pennsylvania less than I did before
that
this
sure
video,
did.
I'm there.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the other thing is it was basically like a documentary.
It was definitely like just like home studio. So it's done well.
They got like a decent camera, like one decent camera.
Right, and they
went
someone
to
that
a bunch
knew
of
what
places.
They were doing as far as like lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
As far as very bare bones. And then it was creatively put together.
Yeah.
But damn near unlistenable.
Yeah. Damn near unlistenable.
I mean, if you're having like satanic orgy while this is playing, it's probably okay.
Yeah,
because you're doing the orgy
it fits
stuff.
The mood.
It's that kind of music. It's something that's like part of a greater experience. But you got to be like, you know, sacrificing cats to the devil, something to take your mind completely.
You
off
have a little beat
of,
to go to. You
right.
Know? Yeah.
You got a little something to kind of keep you in that trance state while you're worshiping Baal or whatever you're doing. You're throwing children in the salt pit or whatever it is that you got going on. So that's what this would be for.
It is, you know, unnerving to think that there's little bands of hoodlums going into abandoned places and just, you know, doing the most legit satanic rite that they could get their little hands on. You know, they had to, we did all the studies. We use this for the pentagram blood, and we use this for the chalk, and we, you know, make it look really real, and we really believe in it. And our bud here, yep, he accidentally shot himself through the hand, so that's legit.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
No, I think it's just like a
burn.
It's a burn from doing drugs.
Nice.
It's like it's some sort of...
Gross.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but that, to me, that one so far... Most unsettling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's acceptable. So we're almost through the...
We
got two more.
We got two more.
That was the fourth one for some reason. Okay.
So next we've got The Caretaker.
Oh, yeah. Caretaker.
Yeah. So this
is going to be a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Something new and different.
Yeah. So this is... it seems it's got some obsessive atmospheric detail to it, and it's basically supposed to be trying to get inside of the mind of Jack Torrance, who's the main character in The Shining, the guy who
tries to kill his
family and stuff, or he does, or I don't
he
know.
Does.
He does, okay. No, he doesn't, not in the movie, at least.
Oh.
Or he did in the movie, on a time travel thing, but doesn't Shelley Duvall get away?
Yeah, Shelley Duvall and the kid get away.
They get away.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because they had that movie
but
Doctor Sleep.
Right. He's
but
possessed
he kills,
by
he
this.
He kills the old black guy, and he's a busy day.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty cool idea.
Okay. Yeah. And so this song is called The Haunted Ballroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we're going to see
like,
what's...
Like the picture of the one that he looks up in, he's in the ballroom, and he's in the front of the crowd.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Let's check it out. After the last one.
I like that pretty well.
Yeah.
I could see myself listening to that, like, on my own volition.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, I don't know what that was. Was that a needle on a record hitting the inner label and bouncing back? Is that what that thing was on the top of it? Repeating noise.
It sounded like that, yeah.
That might grade after a while. Yeah. But I really thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Actually.
There's some beautiful, borderline beautiful parts.
And it did kind of like feel kind of like The Shining in a way. In a way that I didn't like really anticipate it. It was more elegant of like an old ballroom sort of playing that music in that weird like 20s or 30s or whatever that period was. That real spacey sort of.
Yeah.
Almost sounded like the background instrumental sort of thing of Alice in Wonderland or a movie like that. But it's kind of gone through a kaleidoscope or something.
Totally.
Yeah. No, I don't know if it's the spookiest, but I like that one the best so far out of everything.
Yeah.
So, cool.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I might have I maybe did too.
Yeah. But I don't think spookiest. I still have
a
hard time.
No, it's not
time.
The spookiest.
I'm having a hard time with which one's spookiest now, because the last one is still percolating.
And maybe it was because of the visual thing.
It might have been.
Yeah. But let's take it on home. With our very final entry with a band called Monument.
Monument. This is one that I'm most excited about.
Yeah, this one sounds interesting. So Monument's Soul Crazed 1971 LP, recorded drunk in a single night, had sleeve notes describing their sound as haunting, eerie, mystical, even at times a little frightening to those outside the shadowy half-world of the occult. And boasted that the singer had founded a thriving witches' coven in Essex. Their spooky, organ-driven psyche still exudes mad, orgiastic authenticity.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Sure. All right. So this is just... Are these guys just kind of like recording their rituals, maybe, sort of thing? I don't know.
It sounds...
It's almost like ritual bands. It's almost like ritual noise bands sort of things that we're dealing with.
Right.
Very interesting. Okay, cool. Monument. What singles did they put out?
Doesn't look like there's a lot of that. They give me a link to this YouTube thing, and it says... Let me go to the actual one here. It says... Oh, this is from The First Monument. So that, I guess, is their first album. Called The First Monument, and the song's called Dog Man.
First Monument, Dog Man. Mm-hmm. Okay. They only put out one album, you say, though.
Yep.
All recorded in one big drunken spell.
That's how it's seeming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, let's see what it's all about.
Here we go.
Might be the winner.
Dog Man by Monument.
Storm, please take our spirit away. Thunder flash in the darkness. Who told the earth not I'm a dark man? Dark man! Someone's gotta fight this force of nature's war with pity. I take it to my canine world, a home beneath. This is it. When I was born to I'm the dog man. Run away to where you can. I'd just soon be biting. Far beneath my mask of hate, love will jump out fighting. I'll never know.
That out, didn't you?
No,
didn't
I didn't.
You faded.
No,
you faded.
No,
out.
I didn't.
You sneaky fucker.
How dare you accuse me of such
you
treason?
You couldn't take the spookiness of that vocal track, could you?
No, it didn't scare me one bit. It didn't scare me one bit, I swear.
You just turned it down and turned it off. He was still going on about the dog man
he
as
was.
It went down.
He had a lot more to say about the dog man, I bet. No, I think that's probably where the jam session on that particular recording went off the rails, and they just decided, you know, that's a little even too kooky and spooky for us witches here.
That was all that was salvageable.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, there's lots to say about that.
Yeah.
That was something else.
Something else, Craig.
That would be great on, like, Tim and Eric. Or something like that is that's
it would be
that's wonderful material for like a skit or like a short film or in a character.
Yeah,
like that is amazing.
Yeah,
it has a comedic potential to that. That's amazing. The organ player kind of lights it up a little bit in there too, I thought.
Yeah, and there's a time or two where the guitarist is on point. And,
sure.
And it was more of a song than I was expecting.
Yes, oh, way more.
You know.
But I think we've kind of got the song beat out of us, those first four.
Yeah, which is why this one just seemed like a musical masterpiece. Because I got to say, this one's my favorite musically, hands down.
Right.
From a music perspective.
Oh, God, yeah.
I would say this one is my favorite.
Right.
Dog Man by Monument, they win. They're having fun time.
Even though parts of this are just damn near unlistenable. Their vocal mix is
yeah,
just
that guy
so
shrieking
fucking
is,
awful.
It's terrible.
Just terrible.
The guy's shrieking, but it sounds just like a bunch of drunk dudes in a church.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Having
sure.
a...
Worshipping the little devil.
Little
and
devil.
Playing some guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was not spooky in any way for me,
nope.
But it was up there. I think I still like Caretaker better as far as like a track.
Musically.
But that was fun. That's fun. That's going in the wheelhouse. I think that there's probably like...
It's a fun thing to share.
People that I can pretend like I really like that and then torture them with it and see if they'll pretend like they like it too.
Nice.
There you go.
This is a really great band. Yeah, check it out.
Oh,
yeah.
you like you're into magic? Have you heard Monument?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're actually
like the original.
They're
original, one of the original covens out of Essex. And they actually recorded some of their stuff. It's legendary.
Oh, my.
If you don't
God.
Like that, then I guess you're probably not hip.
Yeah.
On what's up.
You don't really know.
And then see what they do. And then let those poor little Instagram witches like go listen to this and see.
I do like it. That part where he's like, Dog Man! Dog Man!
Oh, damn. So I don't know, dude. It's a hard choice. What's creepiest? What's the most Halloween-y? If I were going to put one on a party Halloween mix, I would put the Monument song.
Yeah, absolutely.
On there, because that's funny. And people would stop what they're doing to ask what the hell was going on at parts of it.
Yeah. No, to me though, so there's the musical metric. But then I think we need to go with truly scary. What made you feel the most unsettled out of all this? Like gave you the most, even just a little twinge of fear?
God damn. If we're going just by song, I guess I have to go with Tomb.
Yeah.
I think.
Same.
Even without the visual, I still have to go with Tomb.
Yeah.
That seems like if I include backstory, then Goat Lord kind of gets in there a little bit just because I know that he's like a weird killer dude.
Yeah.
But. That's,
no, but
I think I can't do that. I think I gotta go with Tomb.
Yeah. To me, the Goat Lord thing is like some guy from a shitty band happened to
had
be
a shitty
psycho
life.
Had
a shitty
life
and turned into a psycho.
Yeah. and like killed some people. And it's like the music itself is too like shitty and dumb to
it's
be
like
scary.
People that like, oh, this guy was a killer and this is his band and no one has listened to this since like they broke up.
Right.
And we're only listening to this now because the guy's in the news and like the other band members released the whatever, the other scumbag band members like, oh, do you want this too? This would be awesome. We'll put it on the internet. So yeah, no, I think Tomb has to be the one.
That's some scary shit because all I'm saying is like if you put that on in the dark alone, like somewhere, you might be like, okay, I'm ready to turn it off.
Or if you had like a torture basement and you would lock people down there in the dark, that would be a great song to play super loud to disorient them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I would say Tomb.
Yeah, I would say so. And Tomb. We agree.
Tomb. Yeah,
some scary stuff.
But I mean, it was a musical. It was a musical exploration into areas that I don't frequent.
Me
and
neither.
I feel like I'm a better off now that I've went through it.
A little more well-rounded.
Yeah.
You know.
I could have went out. I could have went without like that first one.
Yeah.
That was just like seriously just a washing machine making noise.
Yeah, that one was dumb.
It's just too noise. You know
too
what I'm
noise,
saying? Like
yeah.
it gets to a point where it is just like listening to like industrial machines.
Right.
And that's not music to me. That seriously is industrial machines.
Yeah.
And that goes on like a different type of thing. Like that's like captured sound or whatever
it
is.
Right.
You know, and like that's not really like what I'm doing when I'm listening to music.
No.
I got a wide berth.
It didn't elicit, like, if you hadn't told me about the backstory, it wouldn't have elicited any connection to, like, murder or, like,
a serial killer or
anything like that.
It's like, yeah, something's...
Oh, someone's washing machine broke. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So I agree. That's cool that we agree. Tomb, number one. This is a great idea. I think this is a great Halloween.
Hey, it's
this
fun.
Might be a Halloween tradition. We need
Hell
to come up with some other sort of thing like this.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool.
Go have some candy.
Some
miniature
scare
sized.
Some kids.
Go scare them. Because
the kids aren't coming this year, probably. So you can just buy all that candy and act like they're coming.
Right.
Fill the shit up.
Yep.
Eat it like
eat
a pig.
Eat it all.
Like
it's
a
all
big
for you.
Halloween piggy.
And what you're going to have to do now is scare kids at the supermarket.
Yeah, oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, that's a weird idea. Okay.
Well, no, I'm not advocating for this directly by any means, but maybe indirectly.
Well, what exactly are you advocating there,
Well,
Spenny?
Because the kids aren't going to be trick-or-treating this year. So all I'm saying, put on some scary teeth, you know, under the mask.
Uh-huh.
You know, and in the supermarket, just be like, to like a little kid, and I'd be like, and then just dip, just so you can like you know get some good old school fear in them, you know, some good old school terror.
We Idiots Discuss the Universe does not endorse this. You'll get arrested for that, for scaring kids just like out of the blue. With teeth, even
just
if it's
the
close
fun,
to like, if
just the fun,
you know, like especially with COVID, like he pulled down his mask and showed me his.
No, but that's when you go like, because you're a normal person, you take him out,
and then they're like, "No, I'm not doing it." There's
no, no, no,
in
you
my
do
mouth.
It.
There's no fake,
and then you kind of like, you know, just pretend to walk away really quick, and then when they ask you to take your mask off, you're like, "I would never put you in danger like that." I'm not taking it off. How dare you? That's against the law.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that kid's crazy.
And then
what you
a couple
say.
More.
Are you going to believe that little kid?
Or little this dumb. Bald, weird old dude in the supermarket
by himself.
No,
because you got to dress up real normal.
Yeah.
And that's why the kid is like, do 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 do. And you're just like,
huh.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
fun.
You're going to jail. There's a few steps. There's a few steps in there.
Dude,
that
I didn't know scaring
out.
Kids was illegal.
Oh yeah, I think like doing any of that sort of stuff, making kids cry in public that aren't yours, like I think you can go to jail for that.
Oh,
yeah, probably. in this day and age. When I was a kid, you could probably do that, and everyone would think it was funny. Even if the kids was like permanently like psychologically damaged, people would still think that that was funny.
Yeah.
But now they would call the police.
No, yeah.
There are
yeah.
so many helicopter parents cruising around that they would probably seriously like attack you. But you could work. I mean, if you scared them enough that they were just like speechless.
Yeah, like a quiet one where you
But
just
I
like...
guarantee you on the news, you would get on the news and they would show videotapes of you like and the kid and the kid and then you darting into like the fucking home electronics like department or whatever.
And then hey, not like, me. I'm not going to do
it. Have you seen this man? If you have, please call Multnomah County Sheriff.
No.
Yeah. No, that's how that would work.
No, they'd be like, fun strangers having a good Halloween time.
Yeah. Well, folks, I promise you, before we ever do like a Halloween activities episode, we will put more work into it than that suggestion. That
scare us a random
scare,
child.
Scare a child because there's not going to be any trick-or-treating.
Right. They're not going to get
scared.
You're
not giving them any candy either. Right. Like if you scared them a little bit, are you dressed up like Frankenstein and went to the store and walked around with the mask on and handed out candy?
Right.
That's one thing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun and in the spirit and like something that probably won't get you arrested. But like just scaring them and running, mm-hmm. that just really is sending a really weird signal to mom.
Yeah. 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 But you know, it's like at least you're running. Like, I feel like that's why I feel like it could be fine.
It acknowledges, you know, that you're kind of doing the wrong
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and you're not taking the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what the mom's afraid of, really, is that, hey, don't take him. Don't touch him. You don't touch him. You don't take him. You don't do anything. You just, like, rawr,
right.
give him a.
I don't know. It seems fun in a way.
I used to love scaring my little cousins.
If I were still a juvenile and like those charges were going to be like expunged from my record, I would consider it more.
Yeah.
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 I mean, hell, when we were teenagers, we'd go try to pet old people at the mall to see what would happen. Oh, this is a cute one. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. This is a cute one. And we come over the... Can I pet him? You know, and it would be like an old man, and they would get so mad.
Oh, man.
So mad.
Yeah, that's pretty mean. That's definitely like elder abuse or something like that.
We never got arrested for that. Security kicked us out one time, I think.
Hey, you gotta stop petting the old people. You gotta stop that.
The actual old people would get really mad.
Yeah. You... I'm not a dog.
Oh, shit, man. Those were good times at Eastridge Mall. God damn. Well, everybody, like, hope you're having a good Halloween. Hope it's not overly dark this season for
have
you.
Some
but
fun.
But it's have some fun. Have some fun.
Watch a scary movie.
Get to grips with your mortality, whatever it takes.
It's
you
happening.
Know? Yeah, read some scary stories. Listen to this podcast again. You know, whatever. Buy the Tomb box set. Were they the one that did the box set?
No.
Well, they're the Pennsylvania boys.
Yeah, they're the Pennsylvania sound.
It's Goat Lord box set. Buy the Goat Lord box set.
Yeah.
And no matter what, after you're done listening to the Goat Lord box set, like, the world will seem better with that stuff.
Right. Everything else in the world will always be better after that.
it was like when the organ was on fire, Smitty, right?
Yeah.
It's like you thought things were kind of hectic and bad.
Yeah.
And then you had a week of 500, the worst air in the world ever.
Ever.
For like three or four days there, and everything seems really easy breezy now.
Seems kind of nice.
Just so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it's all about, comparison.
That's right. Get some perspective.
Sure. So we all love you, and happy Halloween.
Keep it spooky.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.